It's Thursday, January 23rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the House of Representatives on Wednesday gave final approval to a bill that requires the detainment of unauthorized immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes, marking the first legislation that President Donald Trump can sign as Congress, with some bipartisan support, swiftly moved in line with his plans to crack down on illegal immigration. Passage of the Lake and Riley Act, which was named after a Georgia nursing student who was murdered last year by a Venezuelan man, shows just how sharply the political debate over immigration has shifted to the right following Mr. Trump's election victory. Immigration policy has often been one of the most entrenched issues in Congress, but a crucial faction of 46 politically vulnerable Democrats joined with Republicans to lift the strict proposal to passage on a 263-156 vote tally. In other news, a fast-spreading wildfire sparked in northern Los Angeles County, prompting new evacuation orders in a region already decimated by historic wildfires this month. The Hughes Fire, which broke out north of Santa Clarita early Wednesday, has scorched more than 8,000 acres and is 0% contained, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Evacuation orders have been issued for several areas. The area has a lake that draws many visitors in the summer. It has a population of about 19,000, according to the 2020 U.S. Census. Students from several nearby schools were evacuated. Officials have also closed a large stretch of Interstate 5 in the area. The more than 23,000-acre Palisades Fire is now 68% contained, and the over 14,000-acre Eaton Fire was 91% contained as of Wednesday. In world news, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres ratcheted up his warning about climate change and said the world's thirst for fossil fuels is a Frankenstein monster that spares no one, while calling for greater attention to risks posed by artificial intelligence if its ascent goes ungoverned, even as some leaders played up its promise. The United Nations chief headlined a flurry of activities and talk sessions on Wednesday at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, where shifts underway in Washington during President Donald Trump's first week back in office featured heavily in the scheduled events and side chats of government officials, academics, and business executives. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, met with leaders such as Israeli President Isaac Herzog and Vietnamese President Luang Quang in an effort to stir up support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Back in the U.S., the Pentagon said Wednesday it has begun deploying 1,500 active-duty troops to help secure the southern border, putting in motion plans President Donald Trump laid out in executive orders shortly after he took office to crack down on immigration. Acting Defense Secretary Robert Salasis said the troops will fly helicopters to assist Border Patrol agents and help in the construction of barriers. The Pentagon also will provide military aircraft for Department of Homeland Security deportation flights for more than 5,000 detained migrants. The department will develop and execute additional missions in cooperation with DHS, federal agencies, and state partners to address the full range of threats outlined by the president, Salasis said. And the longest strike in decades by Las Vegas hotel workers ended Wednesday with a ratified contract between the union and a casino where hundreds of employees had walked off the job in November. In a joint statement, the union and casino said they were committed to fostering a positive and collaborative working relationship for the benefit of all team members at the property after the 69-day strike that began November 15th. That brings an end to the highly contentious contract negotiations that had stalled in the public spotlight because of disagreements over pay. The new contract likely contains significant pay raises similar to what the rest of the union's members on the Strip, downtown, and at other off-strip properties have received in the last year. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.